And I ain't saying nothing.
Because I know I'm stirring, you ain't quiet.
It's stirring up in me. Mm-hmm. It's stirring up in me.
You ain't laughing. You're not just normal self. You usually laugh and smile.
I wasn't like mean, though. Make sure you let the people know. I'm not a mean person.
I'm not going to lie to these people. You were a happy mad person. You were just so kind and gentle in your meanness.
Hey everyone, we're back. Welcome to another episode of
Love Ain't Magic.
Love ain't magic.
But with a little work.
And a little laughter.
Yep.
It can be magical.
Absolutely. I am so glad to be back with my wife, having a great time talking to you about marriage, love, relationships, feedback. Have you been getting good feedback?
I have. Have you? I've been getting really good feedback.
I have too.
Everyone's been very encouraging.
Good. Have you been having fun?
I have. I didn't take off. I didn't run away.
You did not.
I'm still here.
I was very surprised. But but you are a woman of your word.
Yes.
You said you were.
Yes.
And so you did. Well, listen, if you enjoy having fun, this is not going to be the episode because we're talking about fights.
Yes.
Not really fights, but conflicts, disagreements, and managing those conflicts. So this is really about managing conflicts, avoiding fights, and specifically, the role that we play in it. So sometimes we may get to the point to where we think it's all about the other person. But when you've been married long enough, you start realizing that we contribute at times. First of all, what do you think about when you hear about different conflicts in relationships today and people's ability to navigate through them? Do you think people have the tools and they know, or do you see a lot of it is just going way too far?
To be honest with you, I really think it's about knowing your person.
Yes.
And not using their faults, their mistakes against them and throwing it back.
Right.
I think it takes time in a relationship to get there. I think every relationship, especially when it starts off, trying to figure out and navigate through it, because you can have conflict, but you don't want that to get to where we talk about fights. Right. We don't ever want to take it there.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes you can't get back from there.
Absolutely. And I guess we both agree that conflict is natural.
It's
a part of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly, you will have days that you may not want to look at each other. You may want to go to one room and they may want to go to the other, and they may not be your favorite person at that moment. But man, marriage is just worth working at it and getting it together.
Absolutely.
So let's get started. First of all,
what are we going to do?
We're just going to talk about what it means to be, if you give me just a minute, what I feel like it means to be attentively aware.
Okay.
It means being attentive, being sensitive, especially in terms of the attitude that we bring to it.
Okay.
Our own attitude, our own actions, and how we may respond to things.
Okay.
And how that affects our relationship. Because sometimes we tend to only view what the other person is doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to be sensitive to what we're bringing to it as well.
Okay.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Conflict in a relationship. Talk about how to overcome it, how to manage it.
Is that
good?
Sounds good.
That's good. All right. I figured I would put you on the spot and let you start.
Wow, that is nice.
So here's my question for you. What would be your first piece of advice? What would be the first thing you would say if you were trying to help someone realize what they may even bring to the relationship, or just help somebody understand what they need to do to start fixing that aspect of their marriage?
I definitely have to have them kind of talk to me about, like, what was going on. I guess maybe if they had a argument. The first thing I'd probably say was, like, okay, how is your body language? You know, because I'm only hearing one side of whoever's talking to me, unless we're talking to, you know, a couple together.
Okay.
And just kind of sitting back and saying, okay, let's think about what your body language was, your tone.
Okay. All right.
How are you feeling when you got there at that point already? Like, were you already in a bad mood?
Okay.
And then this just set it off. And so a lot of times just kind of starting with self, taking time to start with self, especially when you see it's getting heated.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I always kind of step back and say, I know I've had to say this before. Just, you're just going to have to give me a minute. And I know you
Yes, you do. That's your favorite saying.
Yes. You want to go ahead. No, we just need to go ahead and talk this out. Yeah. No, you don't really want to talk to me right now. I need you to give me a minute. And you know, we're saying as calmly as we can and go to different space. Kind of talk, pray, get myself together because I know I can see, I can feel it.
Right.
And I don't want to get that way.
Right. And neither one of those methods are wrong.
Right, right, right.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to address it and talk about it and discuss it while it's fresh so that it doesn't linger. And there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I need time. Mm-hmm. This isn't the right time.
Right.
Let's talk again later on this evening or whatever it may be.
And even after you work through that conflict or that disagreement, because we have to remember that in a relationship, it's two totally different people.
Right.
And like, we may have things in common that attracted us to each other, but we're still two totally different people.
Okay.
And we're trying to come together. And so there are going to be some times where there are going to be disagreements. And even after we work through it, then we can say, hey, you know, okay, so now let's just kind of talk about the reason why I just really need to tell you I needed time for me. That's what I needed.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to say the wrong things because I can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew I wasn't in a space to actually have that conversation.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. I put you on the spot. Good.
You did.
All right.
Absolutely, so, you did. Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
My first one I am going to say is that people need to work on their individual happiness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that does matter. If I'm not happy, either I'm not happy with myself, I'm not happy with the job I go to every day. Maybe I have insecurity issues about how I look or feel. My unhappiness is going to make it very difficult for us to have couple happiness.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So,
because it spills over into that relationship.
Absolutely.
If you're not happy at your job and you come home frustrated every day we ask each other, hey, how was work? Why you ask me that every time I come in? Okay, well, let's. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I may say, well, let me give him a moment or.
No, I can say that, do it.
No. I'm just giving an example, everyone.
I'm just making sure this.
No. I have tried to work on that with myself. So sometimes I come in and it was always, oh my God, here we go. And finally, I just said, you know, normally when you ask me, how was your day? I said, you know what? It was tough, but I got a job.
Yes.
And then we keep it moving.
You know, it's a rough day when people just say, I got a job.
I got a job. Hey.
Absolutely. Well, happiness definitely is important.
It is.
I think I even had brought up earlier this week, there was this poet, I mean, like long time ago, 13th century poet, and was talking about that our job is not to seek out love. So I think that's part of our thing. We have to do self-examination and figure out what barriers have we put up in our mind, in our life. What are our emotions? What are our attitude? What are we bringing home every day?
Right.
What are the things that keep us from being happy? And is that affecting our marriage?
It does. It affects all relationships, your friendships. Your unhappiness can affect your relationship with your children.
Yes.
And so you want them to see. Of course, they know. Relationships are not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is not perfect.
Right.
We definitely try not to let them see us argue.
Right.
You know, we may go to the room, but we do discuss, especially with our one dating now, what that looks like when we're, you know, when you're talking and trying to work through some things. All around relationship, it can relationships with your family. I mean, when you're unhappy, and sometimes you don't even realize it and you don't see it. And then even when somebody tries to point it out to you, like, hey, listen, what is going on? So we have to be willing to be open and talk about it.
Right.
And try to fix. I think a lot of that, too, when we talk about barriers, maybe things that people bring from other relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's an unfair advantage for you and it's unfair for your partner because they're taking heat from what somebody else did.
Right. Well, if I've been in a relationship where I've been hurt, right? If I've been hurt and I feel like I feel vulnerable, unsafe in relationships, that hurt affects the decisions I make. It affects how I take your your criticism of me? Do I take it personally? Do I accept it? Mm-hmm. We are only a product of the roads that we have traveled.
Right.
And so I think that even comes up in some research I was looking at this week. Her name was Kiara Mirkoff, and she is a mental health therapist.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
She is has a PhD in general psychology. She was a certified clinical trauma person. She did a research about basically being mindful, and there was nearly 100 couples in that research.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, she found out that past issues, when they exist and you don't deal with them, they can cause you to be disconnected.
Right.
Because every human just wants to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have their feelings safe. They don't want to be hurt, obviously. We prioritize these things as people.
Right.
And so when you do that and you disconnect, it's because you don't want to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be put yourself in a place where you can be attacked or where you can be hurt. But ultimately, what it leads to, and I think this may be actually a phrase you said.
Dysfunctional relationships.
It does lead to dysfunctional relationships, but also leads to loneliness.
It does.
Because you end up without a relationship. So you got to, you either go have a dysfunctional relationship when you get in one,
mm-hmm.
or you're not going to be able to get in one because you are so withdrawn, you're lonely. And I think about that sometimes when I hear people say words like, I'm not interested in getting back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get back in another relationship. I don't want to be married. I don't want to go into it. I think there's a part of that that's fine and it's mm-hmm. okay. But I do think some people are just saying it because they've been hurt and never want to get hurt again. So I usually tell people, don't give up on being in love.
Mm-hmm.
Try to deal with the issue at hand so that you can grow as a person and then put yourself back out there.
But make sure you deal with it. And anytime, like when we talk about work on your individual happiness, always kind of evaluate you, how you approach that conflict.
Right.
You know, and that's why I say sometimes you both may need like a little time out.
Yes. Yes.
Need so we have to make sure we're mindful of that. If we know we one who like to roll our eyes, or, you know,
yes,
you staring at me. Now, you really not looking at me. You looking through me because you ready for this to be done.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. So those type of things that could cause your partner to feel that you're not willing to work on it. Or why am I sitting here even trying? Because I'm looking at who's supposed to be my better half and they not trying to hear what I'm saying.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Or we assume they not trying to hear.
Yeah, we assume, yeah, because of the body language.
Because of the body language.
Yeah.
But you have to communicate. Yeah. I mean, personally, I do know you would often talk to me and you would say, it's something about the expression you made when you said it.
Yeah.
Or there was something about the tone you made. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I know what you're saying, but really, this is what you meant.
Yeah.
And we try to get away.
I know I did, especially early marriage. I had to work on that.
Early marriage.
Because I did.
Let's talk about all the multiple reasons. You're spoiled.
Anyway.
You're spoiled.
Look,
and you're spoiled.
Daddy's girl, but it wasn't a bad spoil.
It was not.
No, it wasn't. But I had some things I had to work on.
And we both did.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're human.
Right.
Nobody should ever.
And we were willing to work on it.
We're willing.
To listen.
Willing.
It took a minute. It took some time,
yes.
You know, but.
Well, because we were still at the place in our marriage where we had to see the wrong in it before we would work on it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to think there's an issue. It don't matter if the one person did, like,
right.
I don't know what they're talking about. I'm not doing nothing wrong. But you have to get to the point to where you realize it does not matter if you see it. If the other person sees it, it's a problem.
That's right.
And so you got to fix it.
That kind of goes into when we talk about avoid being judgmental.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you talk about it, it doesn't, you know, matter. It is like, I guess we're thinking about when they're saying, well, you may feel that way, but that ain't, I mean, that ain't the way I saw it when I said it.
Right, right.
Like their feelings aren't valid.
Yeah.
And so that right there.
I've said it before.
Oh, listen. And so that right there kind of, you nostrils flare up and you like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done with talking because they flare. Yeah,
yeah.
And so just validating people's feelings.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even if you don't feel that's the way you said it or the way you meant it, that's the way it was taken by them. So it was some reason. And so, you know, I understand your feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I did, I truly do apologize. Not even if I did. Or I didn't mean it to come out that way. And it's okay to say that.
Okay.
You know, people say, well, didn't you admit you did something wrong? No, it's you. We're trying to work through this conflict. I think one thing you said is when it comes to that, it's not me against you.
Mm-hmm.
It's us against the conflict so that we can move on.
You took my point coming later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
You did. That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing. But I want to go. I want to stay on this judgmental because you were being so open and vulnerable about the attitude you had. And I passed you say, I just want to put that kickstand down right there. And let's talk about how the nose used to flare their nostrils.
It looked like, I know he ain't talking to me.
But my thing was I used to like breathe under my breath. Used to say you breathe under your breath like.
And it's like, I ain't even saying nothing yet.
I don't think any relationship has ever existed without there being things people need to work on or work past. And so the fact that you can, if we can recognize them, if we can laugh about them, I think that's growth and that's definitely show growth. And things that used to really irritate us, we done learned that really wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't.
And we don't even really.
It's still little stuff now. Okay, and I could feel myself. And then I just started laughing like, why don't you just, you know, so it's.
Just, why don't you just keep it to yourself?
Yeah, it's not anything that's big.
That's big.
But it'll just be, it may be we're both tired.
Yeah.
And we're coming in and.
Well, that's what your, remember Reverend Banks? Yeah, Reverend Banks.
Yeah.
He used to tell me right before we got married, he said, listen, out of 10 potential arguments, there's probably only one of them even worth arguing about. Yeah. And
it is.
Didn't really understand it at 24, but I definitely understand it now.
And just respecting each other. We both work.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a comparison of who does what more, who does this less. We're both coming home. We're both tired. And sometimes we may just have to push through together.
Yes.
And do the kitchen and throw the, you know.
Absolutely.
The girls here be like, listen, don't bother us. We're going to there. Y'all clean the kitchen. Do what you're going to do. And then sometimes everybody's, you know, tired. But
absolutely.
But definitely listening.
Listening.
Is huge. Not being quick to respond. I always, whenever I say listen, I think about Beyonce singing that song in Dreamgirls. You know, when she was trying to tell Jamie Foxx, I forgot who he was.
What song? There.
It was called Listen.
I don't remember the song.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, she was kind of telling him how she wanted her career and things to go when she went solo with him. And he was just, putting in things and movies that she didn't want. And when she finally decided to leave, she sings that song, Listen, like you weren't listening to me. And I was trying to tell you. And so now. I'm gone. Just honestly listening.
Listening.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to take this next one.
Okay.
And I guess I'll start off because you already kind of brought it up. And I think that I will.
Remember, it's not a you versus me. This is a us thing.
It is not you versus me. It is a us.
The us.
Versus the issue.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if there's a issue that's going on, the whatever is causing this conflict, right?
Right.
Sometimes we can have a tendency that I get on my side and you get on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're at each other on this issue.
Okay.
But the kitchen needing to be cleaned is the actual issue.
Right.
It shouldn't be us fighting over it. We should be working as a partnership to get the situation taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to think it's a personal attack.
Right.
It's not personal. The bottom line is we got to get the kitchen clean. And in whatever you're doing, you may not be able to do it at that time.
Right.
And then you say, well, baby, you got the whole evening together. Could you do it? It's
or
the
even,
issue we're trying to figure out how
even
to
even instead of me going in and seeing it, and I start, you know how you drop dishes down hard because you're making noise, because you're mad.
I don't do that. I don't know who does that. I don't do that.
Why not just say, hey, babe, can you help me get this kitchen so we can go ahead and get it real quick and then get in the bed? But instead, sometimes we have something that we feel needs to be done or something. And instead of just asking or talking, you know, we mad. Then we just made ourselves really, really mad.
Right.
Working through it. Instead of just saying, hey, listen, you come help me just throw these in the dishwasher.
Absolutely.
You rent to throw them in the dishwasher because I like the dishwasher. He like the hand wash.
Yep. But I like my stuff to be clean. And
the dishwasher clean.
And I do want to recognize some of the issues are not as, I don't even call them surface level, superficial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are some real issues that people are dealing with and that they're having, whether it's finances,
oh,
right? that can be a serious issue.
To be honest with you, they'll tell you that's probably one of the biggest arguments in relationships.
It probably is. If you
I can remember having a stress argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so that may not be something that can be fixed overnight either. Mm-hmm. Right?
No.
May not be able to be fixed overnight, but it's us versus the finances. Yeah. It shouldn't be me versus you, mm-hmm, and you versus me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be pride, right? Pride can be an issue in relationship.
Yeah.
Selfishness, mm-hmm, can be an issue in relationship. Maybe other people on the outside are kind of made their way into peace that we're trying to have at home.
Right.
Neighbors, children, mm-hmm, in-laws, mm-hmm, workers, the job.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, what I'm basically saying is we are married, so we should have a partnership.
Right.
Let's figure it out together. I'm not going to attack you. You're not going to, mm-hmm, attack me. We're going to attack the enemy, and the enemy, right, is the issue.
And don't wait. Don't think you're going to wait till you're married and then you can use strategies and things to solve conflict.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to start within that relationship from that first argument.
Right.
You know, kind of seeing how this goes. If something is said that you weren't comfortable with, mm-hmm, or you thought was out of the way, or you hidden below the belt, let it be known.
Yes.
And so then you work through it. But if you notice that it continues and that's how your partner deals with conflict and they continue to say things in certain ways and do it, then that may not be the place for you.
It may not be. But
yeah, the relationship
that,
for you. Yeah.
And see, that even brings me to something else I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a such thing as being too dominant in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a such thing as also being too submissive in an argument.
Okay.
So for this discussion, we'll call it being verbally dominant and verbally submissive.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if I always have to win the argument, if I always have to have the last word, that's being verbally dominant. You always have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Like every argument is a battle that has to be won no matter what the cost. No matter who it hurts, no matter what is said, you must dominate. Those are people that are verbally dominant.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. Absolutely.
But on the extreme other end, there are times where a person is just verbally submissive. Like, mm-hmm, they just want it to be over with. They want the problem to just go away. They don't have a desire to really fix it.
They just don't want to. I just really don't like arguing. So I'm just going to.
Yeah, I don't like argument. I want it to be over.
Okay.
Nothing gets solved.
Mm-hmm.
And when nothing gets solved, eventually there's resentment.
It is.
So we can't.
And then when it finally comes to a head,
mm-hmm,
there's an explosive,
yes,
argument.
Yes.
And then things are said. Sometimes things are done.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have said how we felt,
mm-hmm,
you know, so.
That reminds me, yeah, when we did I guess it was a couple of months ago, we did a Facebook Live,
mm-hmm,
and we talked about not allowing molehills to become mountains,
yeah,
and those relationships to explode.
Yep.
One thing I really got out of that is those couples that had experience,
mm-hmm,
a lot of them had talked about how they don't get to that point anymore.
Okay.
Like they have figured out how, like,
yeah,
they're not going to let this explode.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the differences between mature relationships, mm-hmm, and sometimes immature relationships,
mm-hmm,
is just knowing how to manage it so that it does not become explosive. Because when it becomes explosive, some of that stuff you're never going to come back from.
Nope.
You'll never come
back. The things that are said,
yes,
the things that are done. So you definitely got to work on that communication piece.
Absolutely.
When it's hard and even when it's a tough conversation,
mm-hmm,
you have to be willing to have it, depending on what it is, maybe piece by piece.
Yes.
And don't ever feel that you can't go and talk to someone. And I'm talking about a lot of times we look at like counseling. I want to go to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want, and it may be some things that, okay, you two just talking.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Absolutely.
And so you may need, you know, a mediator,
mm-hmm,
a pastor, somebody, mm-hmm, who's neutral.
Yes.
Marriage counseling, because there may be some other things. And so, but if you want your relationship, if you want your marriage,
mm-hmm,
then you're willing to do, you know, what's necessary.
The worst thing you can do is do nothing.
That's right.
Absolutely. The worst thing you can do, do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to figure out a way to communicate with each other, talk to each other. I definitely see that. Mm-hmm. I definitely see that. I think that's really, really, really important. And we had that episode about continuing to date and continuing to have activities and stuff like that. So part of that should also be continuing to talk about our feelings and continuing to examine where are we.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to get to conflict. Mm-hmm. But even that, even with something and you feel like somebody kind of brushed it off, be like, hey, sweetheart, when I was talking to you, kind of brushed it off like it wasn't. And you may not have realized you did it.
Right.
And it's like, really? Like, what did I do? And if you, I really didn't mean to do that. Or you could just get quiet. Mm-hmm. That's what I used to do.
Yes.
And not say anything. And then you used to say, quiet, like, what's up? And I ain't saying nothing.
Because I know. Because
I'm stirring. It's stirring up in me. Mm-hmm. It was stirring up in me. You know? And so.
You ain't laughing. You're not just normal self. Usually laughing, like, smiling. And
in my head, you know, I need to tell them, you know. So we have to work on those things. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Well, I think I think we both did. Okay.
I wasn't like mean though. Make sure you let the people know. I'm not a mean person.
I'm not gonna lie to these people. You were a happy mad person. You were just so kind and gentle in your meanness. We all have days.
We did.
We think about ourselves a little more than we do the other person.
Yeah.
And because of that, it may come off as a little selfishness or you know, whatever to the other person. But at that moment, we just need our feelings justified, and we just need it. And that's just natural. We just have to figure out how to manage it. Yeah.
You know what? And to be honest with you, we really could have some couples to come on and kind of talk about what they do as well. So it could be another episode with some couples.
I take that out. Don't worry.
It's okay. You can leave it in.
Oh, it's in there.
We all mess up.
So anything else you want to give? But you did say we need to get some couples, so we're going to have to get some couples.
Yeah, because I really want to hear other people's when we talk about marriage counseling.
Yes.
I think that's very important.
Okay.
When we're talking about marriage, vows and everything. And we had to establish some rules of engagement.
We did when we did our marriage counseling. Did. Yes. Shout out to Pastor Melvin Graves.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And so I think every couple should definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of engagement.
Yep.
So when you are in a heated conversation, conflict, or whatever, what are some non-negotiables?
What are some places I cannot go,
That's
things
right.
I cannot say,
That's right.
ways I cannot act,
mm-hmm.
rules of engagement. So you can tell me rules like United Nations and NATO.
Listen.
They got rules for war.
Don't push that button.
And so, rules for war, but for your relationship.
For your relationship,
you end up in war.
Listen.
Okay.
End up out of a relationship, depending on what.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you're going to share some of the ones that we've had in the past?
We can.
Okay. This is the one that we went over when we did our marriage counseling?
My number one, I think I've said it before, don't play around with that word divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't. I don't want to be somewhere, and every time you get upset, you know, I just leave. Because then one day if I say, okay, go. Like, wait, what?
Oh, I ain't going.
I know you're not.
Right.
But we've never done that.
Right.
Because
never.
We've set that up as we're not going to use that word.
I only want to play around with that word.
We don't want to use it as a tactic to get our way, make the relationship go the way. So that word divorce. No, we're not going to play around with it and throw it out every time we're, you know, having a argument or a disagreement.
Absolutely. I think I love that one. Mm-hmm. I love that one. We kept to it and we should keep
it. We did.
Yeah.
And then name calling.
Yes.
Call me out my name.
If I call you spoiled, am I calling you out your name?
That ain't out my name. You know what I'm talking about.
I know. I just want to make sure you stay in a good place right now.
I'm just trying to
validate your feelings.
I'm just trying to make sure where you're going with this.
I would never call you out your name.
I know you
would. I would not. And you would never call me out. We've never done that. It's been like 21 years and we've never. How do people live in those relationships?
I don't know, but it's, you know, it's like toothpaste that comes out and you can't get it back in.
Yes.
And that's a constant. And then you really have to, not only are you working through the conflict, the disagreement that brought that on, now you're having to work through that.
Yes.
Because I'm mad.
You should be.
Yeah.
and I'm gonna be, we grown.
Yeah.
Some of the words mm-hmm. that people use mm-hmm. to call, I'll just say their wife.
Yeah.
Their significant other, their yeah. husband. Like, when you calling each other these vulgar words, words that people on the streets would call yeah. each other out of their name to someone you made a vow before mm-hmm. God with, mm-hmm. someone that's the mother of your children.
Yeah, the father of your children. Yeah.
No, that should be on everybody's list. I think this is should be a good list.
Yep.
Don't call anybody out their name mm-hmm. and leave divorce out of it.
Yeah, quit throwing that word around.
Yep.
You remember anything else?
Come home every day.
Yeah, no, we coming home. Yeah. You need to come home.
Gotta come home. Don't stay away from home. If you get upset, come back to the house.
Come back to the house.
Don't go with your homeboy, sleep on his couch mm-hmm. and different things like that. And
you don't want to give room or space for anybody else.
That's what your mama likes to say.
She did.
She did.
She was not playing.
She was not. Don't mm-hmm. give room or space for anyone else to come inside yeah. that marriage. So that is something. Mm-hmm. We have had time.
Yeah.
We human mm-hmm. that we have been upset with each other yeah. and we still, now me personally, what I tell you, I ain't even going to the couch. I'm gonna stay right here in the bed.
Listen, you better put them covers in between.
If that's what we gotta do.
Don't you come up over here.
if that's what we gotta do. But I ain't going to the couch.
Right.
But for everyone else, mm-hmm. whatever yours could be,
right.
I would definitely try to come home. If you start making it a habit of being at another house instead of your own,
mm-hmm.
you set up yourself up for a bad time.
And how can you work something out when you ain't there?
Ooh.
That was deep, wasn't it? It was
definitely
deep. Ooh, I got to write that one.
That makes sense. You, I want to work it out. I want to mm-hmm. work it out. But yeah, I can't find you.
Yeah.
I can't see you. You got an excuse. You over mm-hmm. your sister's house. You mm-hmm. over your cousin's house. Just yeah. another come home so we can work on it.
Because it's hard not to talk to somebody that you see when you wake up and when you lay down. Absolutely. When you wake up and when you lay down.
Yeah.
In the same bed.
That's true. That's true. That's true. What else we have on our list? From marriage counseling. I mean, these things worked for us.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
No low blows.
Oh, no low blows.
Meaning, I can hurt your feelings if I want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can hurt my feelings mm-hmm. if you want to, because we both are specialists in each other's lives.
That's right.
I got to
know everything about each other.
I got a Tasha PhD. Mm-hmm. I got a PhD in Tasha.
You do.
Because we've been together and we're invested in each other. We know each other's secrets,
mm-hmm.
insecurities.
Yep.
Man, if you go low mm-hmm. and you start mm-hmm. bringing up things that people are insecure yeah. about.
The mistakes, messed up on something.
Yeah.
And so.
Intimate details about family.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, that stuff is hard to come back from.
It is.
Yeah. And if you're a person that does not have that other person's interest at heart,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to win, even if it costs somebody else their feelings,
yeah.
that's where you'll go.
Yep.
Because you know, oh, if I do this, I'll shut this down.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say something or do something, you heard it, and no matter what, you can't get that genie back in the bottle.
Can't get it back in there.
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
So just embarrassing that person is just, yes. yeah.
I think that's just a really good list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the things that can definitely help people.
They talked about is well, we talked about
mm-hmm.
limiting people who you talk to.
Yeah.
About what's going on.
About what's going on mm-hmm. in your marriage. Absolutely.
Because if you decide to forgive that person and go back.
Oh,
they're still holding on to those.
Oh yes,
those feelings.
Yeah, you know, yeah. you listen. They're all mad. They mm-hmm. still mad, and y'all have forgiven mm-hmm. each other. Y'all out. Y'all don't even got ice cream.
Right.
Y'all skipping and mm-hmm. holding hands, and the rest of y'all families that y'all been talking to, they just still yeah. mad at the other person.
Yeah.
And it's because we're not.
So hopefully, you have a person.
Yes.
That you feel comfortable talking to.
Right.
If you're in a marriage, somebody who's married.
Yes.
Love, like being married.
Like
let's just
being
say
married.
That.
Love the Lord.
Love the
right?
Lord.
Because we're talking about our relationship, mm-hmm. a faith-based
right.
relationship, having someone who has the same core values mm-hmm. as your mm-hmm. family.
Right.
Right. So if we're a Christian family and a Christian marriage, I don't want, even though he may be a great coworker,
mm-hmm.
he may not be the one I need to go to.
Right. Right.
Because he may not share the same values.
Right. Now, I'm not saying if somebody's being physically or mentally
yes.
mostly abusive.
Yeah, we're not talking about
that. You know, just every time you have an argument or if something's gone wrong or something went wrong with the finances, yes, or, you know, this and that.
You keep telling everybody, mm-hmm, about everything that men do.
Yeah.
And that man ain't going to be your man.
They ain't going to be your man.
And he might be somebody else's man.
Yes, he will.
Because the only thing they ever know is your unhappiness. Mm-hmm. And then you also invite other people to be walking around like, oh, maybe she ain't as happy as, mm-hmm, I thought she was. And then that's how,
right,
things get. Yeah. Right. Right. Well, I think we had a really good list. Only other thing I would probably say is when marriages and things are getting ready to happen, they seem to have certain signs and certain warning signs.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to recognize what those signs are. Mm-hmm. If, you know, maybe certain times of the year where people get more stressed, mm-hmm, around the holidays,
right,
around the time of Mother's Day or Father's Day, if they miss a loved one, yep, something may have happened. If you can pinpoint what are the things, the signs, mm-hmm, that stuff is starting to go wrong, you can kind of cut it off. We're both school teachers, so sometimes we have a student and we know when they come in that first minute or,
oh,
two,
yeah,
we can tell something is off about, mm-hmm, them today.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should have that sensitive perspective also, right, on our spouse.
And we know it because we have built a relationship with, right, those students.
Absolutely.
So if you are in something and you all hadn't worked and built and put into that relationship,
right,
Gonna struggle.
You're gonna
struggle.
100% correct.
Yeah. And so, so I have a little something.
Okay.
So, you know, I was on Facebook on those little reels. I know, Facebook for old people, whatever. I like Facebook.
Facebook is for old people because my students tell me every day.
But your students, they don't know.
All I know is that they Google every teacher and they say, Mr. Tiff, I saw your Facebook picture. And then they say, you old. Yes. So
tell them whatever. So I was watching, I like to go and watch little videos.
Mm-hmm.
And on one video, it was a married couple. They had been married 72 years.
Right.
The gentleman was 97 and she was 90.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of talked about how did they get here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote it down.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down. I know, 72 years.
Sure
married
is.
72 years. Yeah.
72
so
years.
So it says, have to be willing to work together.
Got it.
Got to be willing to forgive.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Got to be willing to be truthful.
Honesty. Yeah.
And that was what the wife said. And then the husband came back and said, and some people say that I forgive, but you really got to mean it.
Don't just say it
and the conversation over.
Yes.
But you still remember and you don't, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't. So when you say forgive.
Forgive.
You need to forgive.
Forgive, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't harbor that stuff on
don't
the inside.
Harbor that stuff
I hear people
on the
a
inside.
Lot of times say, I forgive, but I don't forget. Which, I mean, I get it.
Well, something, I mean.
You can't forget.
Yeah.
But does it affect your ability to love? Is it,
mm-hmm,
keeping you, and I'm not saying that they have to be returned to the exact same spot, but.
Well, depending on what it is, you're not.
You're not, depending on what it is, but you should have an ability, mm-hmm, to be able to get past it. If you're telling them you're forgiving. Some, mm-hmm, stuff you can forgive them for, but that doesn't mean that there's still not consequences, right,
yeah,
to actions.
Absolutely.
But you definitely want to try to.
When you forgive, you don't continuously bring it up.
That's true.
Because you hadn't forgiven.
That's right. So if I don't take that trash out, don't bring it up again and say, babe, we talked about this last week. Don't do that. This is a whole new week. You already forgave me.
I ain't said nothing about trash.
You look, I can see your facial expressions when you walk by and be like,
And then there was another couple, I don't know if it was an Uber driver or who it was, but they were in a car riding somewhere and they got in and he just kind of asked them, how long y'all been married?
Mm-hmm.
They had been married 46 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
And so he was like, oh, well, what's the secret? And so the husband did most of the talking and he said, always treat her like you just met her.
Uh-huh.
So that's exactly good. How you got her.
Keep on.
Yeah, that excitement, those butterflies, the little things that you did, the little simple kiss on the cheek, just the things that you did
Absolutely.
When you first met her.
If you used to mm-hmm. open the door and rub her feet or these things are.
Whatever you did when you
it.
First met her and got her, you keep doing it.
Okay.
But it's the same for women too.
Yeah.
It's the same. Absolutely. I want to make sure I say that.
Well, you can stay right there. You ain't got to move that point. Just keep going.
Then he said, respect her,
mm-hmm.
which goes both ways.
Yes.
Never put your hands on her.
Absolutely.
Which goes both ways.
Yes, absolutely.
That needs to be a non-negotiable.
Keep your hands
mm-hmm. to yourself. Give her air,
mm-hmm.
and she gives you yours.
Yours, mm-hmm. yeah.
So you do. You need your space.
That's right.
Remember, they have feelings like you.
Yes.
So remember, your partner has feelings just like you. And then I love when he said this one about mm-hmm. her. He said, she is supposed to be your helpmate, not your problem.
Preach, brother.
Yes.
She is the helpmate. And y'all are each other's to help
absolutely.
Each other. We shouldn't be each other's problem.
No.
I agree. And I thank God that I don't really ever feel like you're against me. Like, even when if we have a disagreement or something, I never feel like it's coming from a personal place
right.
where you're, like, trying to personally attack me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just think marriage is already hard enough
mm-hmm.
to do in this world, in society, with all the stuff.
Yeah.
Let's do it together. I don't want somebody to be against me.
And people like, do y'all ever disagree? Yes. We just don't show y'all.
Absolutely.
I don't want everybody in my business and knowing when. So if we're out somewhere, we may have had a little spat or whatever. I don't need anybody to know.
Not only us, but I even said that about our girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to, like, social media, we both have our own social media.
Yeah.
We do different things. You best believe what I show you on social media, that's the best part
mm-hmm.
of my children
right.
and my marriage
right.
and my relationship.
Absolutely.
I'm showing you that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not showing you my children when mm-hmm. they do this, that, that, other. I'm just showing you this part of
right.
it because that's what I choose to show.
Yes.
The other stuff we handle as a family and we keep it inside of our home.
And nothing's perfect.
Right.
But I enjoy our marriage.
Oh.
I do.
I truly do.
I enjoy our marriage. And so
I love me, man.
Nothing's perfect. I'm not perfect. I mess up. You mess up. The girls mess up. I mean, that's just part of life.
Yeah.
But you work through it and you keep it going.
Absolutely.
But don't let everybody in to those pieces.
Right, right.
Because,
right.
yeah.
I do. I think I totally agree with you. I think that's a good place to put a bow on this because
absolutely.
I think that what we wanted to accomplish, I think, definitely will help someone if they want to take it. I would take this thing if I was a young person, not even a young person, anybody
right.
that's in marriage, dealing with conflict, or if I'm getting ready to get into marriage, and I would start going down things like, man, am I dealing with my own happiness first?
Okay.
Or how is my own happiness, how is it affecting things?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being judgmental?
Mm-hmm.
Are we looking at this as a partnership? Or am I trying to dominate every argument? What have we talked about our rules for how we're going to have our disagreements and discussions?
Mm-hmm.
And then think about some of the things that you said toward the end about those people, 72 years of marriage,
years?
46 years of marriage. When people have been married for that amount of time, they have wisdom and we shouldn't just bypass it.
We
should take that wisdom
absolutely.
And try to apply it.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So check out this podcast.
Yes, check us out.
Check it out. Listen, first of all, we want to thank those people that have been tuning in. God bless you. You know who you are. Many people have tuned in. We even had somebody tune in from Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes. And so thank them. Mm-hmm. If they decide to listen again this week, thank you.
Yeah.
Leave us a review if you can. Hopefully we gained your 5 stars, but leave us a review. That's how the powers that be with the algorithm is going to help us reach the podcast of other people and for other people to hear us. Leave a review, follow us, share us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, many others. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a good day.
Remember, conflict in relationships is natural.
Yes.
And it's unavoidable. But how are you going to work through them together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that your marriage will be magical.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Look at you.
God bless you. God bless you.